You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's an interesting story that's out about Mick Jagger, and I want to kind of blend these two together because they're talking about what the Rolling Stones music catalog is worth and, you know, what Mick Jagger's cut of that would be and blah, blah, blah. And I realized when you look at that and you look at, say, Mick Jagger's net worth, in one fell swoop with one ticket that you buy for this drawing tomorrow night, you could have in your pocket as much money as Mick Jagger has, and he has been toiling away for 60 years with the Rolling Stones.
My goodness. So my goodness.
You could become the equivalent of Mick Jagger when it comes to net worth with one ticket.
And then you can create your own rock star stories and memories with that much cash money. You can start your own band, man.
Can you imagine if he ended up rubbing elbows with him and he talked about how hard he's worked for more than half a century?
He's like, screw you, mate. Screw you.
Dude, I just bought a ticket. He's like, what?
Well, that's the key. You do have to go buy a ticket. Pick your six numbers. They're $2 a ticket. Choose your lucky numbers or do that whole quick pick thing where you walk in and the computer does the work for you. Mm-hmm. And then add on that double play feature for $1 where you get your ticket entered into a second drawing for a shot at a measly $10 million.
Look at that.
But good luck, guys. Drawing's tomorrow.
$925 million tomorrow night. Yeah, good luck from your boys in the morning. You know, part of that other story is that we should maybe touch on is that Mick Jagger was also asked whether he would be leaving all of that money to his children, you know, if they sold their music library.
Right. Which and they're anticipating $500 million for the music library.
Yeah. So his answer was, hell no. That here's his quote. He goes, "The children don't need $500 million to live well. Come on."
How many kids does he have?
He has eight.
Eight kids divided by $500 million.
Here's the best part. His kids range in age from a low of 6 years old up to 52. So,
okay.
He's
been busy.
He has like two kids where one could be not just a parent of the other, but a grandparent of the other.
Right. He's living that rock star lifestyle, isn't he? Isn't that kind of weird that your brother is that much older than you or whatever it is?
Yeah, you could have a sibling who's the age of a grandparent.
It's insane, man.
But it's all interesting that he says, you know, I'm not going to leave that to my kids.
I kind of get it, though.
Yeah, I've heard more and more, you know, multimillionaires or billionaires who are saying the same thing, that they might leave some, but they're not leaving everything to their kids. They're just going to turn around and give it to charity. And that's what Mick Jagger says. He goes, I would rather just give this money to charitable organizations.
And that's the thing. It's like I did a quick net worth search of him, and he's already worth $500 million.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did the math. $62.5 million for each kid. They're not going to need an additional $500 million on top of it with the catalog. So do some good with that.
You forgot about the death taxes and estate taxes. And
let's just say roughly.
So cut that in half.
Roughly, okay.
With $30 million each. So, hells yes.
You can live a long time on that and be just fine. So
Yeah.
And would he get the full $500 million with the catalog, or would they have to divide it up amongst the other band members, too?
It would be divided up amongst whoever had the copyright on, like who wrote the songs. Published and all that other stuff, and that's his name is going to be on the bulk of them, along with Keith Richards.
Yeah,
Keith, I'm like look like death warmed over Richards.
I know,
and yeah, he's still going strong. Some people are going to have to go and do a Google search of who these people are.
Can you imagine having something though that you've created that is sitting there just kind of waiting to be scooped up by somebody that's worth that much money? It's insane to think about that your catalog of work is just sitting there waiting.
Yeah. Don't think I haven't thought about this with the books that I write, because I have thought about it, because that's like more than 24 books, and I wonder like about the rights to them. Because it takes a lot to manage that, you know, catalog of books. And even if I left it, let's say, to either Gretchen or my son Dominic or whatever, I'm actually leaving them work to do.
Sure.
No, it's like, because managing it is not a walk in the park.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, congratulations, you've got all this. Now you've got to go to work on it.
They're like,
and
eh.
I think about that sometimes with some of like these multimillionaires who are leaving stuff, like they leave their company. I suppose when it's something
got
like
people,
that,
though.
You could got a lot of people. You
got
just
lawyers
hire.
Taking care of it for you for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Are you going to leave everything to your family? Or are you going to do like Bill Gates and leave a bunch of it to charity?
No, as of right now, yeah. The kids get it.
The kids get it all.
The kids get it. But I hope that's, you know, a ways down the road.
There is an interesting argument to be made about not leaving all your money to your children. And I think it's a valid argument to not leave all your money to your
children. Especially if they grow up to be total train wrecks and monsters.
Yes.
It's like, nah.
Yeah, they grow up to become entitled little SOBs.
Because they'll just get all your stuff and then spend it or, you know, ruin their life or something, you know.
Yes.
You got to calculate that in.